Good morning, Aurel. Today is Tuesday, 31st of January, and right now it's cloudy with 21 degrees Celsius and fresh after night rain, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the morning, then partly cloudy, and we can expect temperatures from low 22 to high 27 degrees Celsius. We can expect northerly winds at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour, and forecast for later on says chance of rain is on 20% and partly cloudy in the evening and overcast. We can expect temperatures from low 22 to high 27 degrees Celsius and winds from northeast at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour and chance of rain is on 20%. Forecast for later on says partly cloudy in the evening and overcast and northerly winds at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 50%. Now we can listen to Krishna with some thoughts after the lively Up Your Earth Echo Music Festival that happened on Saturday, 28th of January at Solitude Farm.
We are with Krishna the day, practically the day after the events. It's not really the day after, but it happened 2 days before. And you have a big smile in your face.
Yeah, man. We did it. We managed to put on the Lively Up Your Earth number 2, 2012. It's been a crazy 2.5 months getting it together, with the cyclone just coming almost in between. Solitude was pretty hit hard with the cyclone, and yeah, I think that there was never a doubt though that we had to do the festival, whether cyclone or no cyclone. No, we just had enough time. We had about a month, 4 weeks after the cyclone hit, so. Just, yeah, it's cool. We're like stoked. Tired, but stoked.
So I see, I don't joke, maybe 1,000, maybe more people during the day on the spot. And they were all happy. And what they make all them smiling like you?
I don't know. I think the festival like imbibes, you know, the spirit of Auroville. People coming together. There's a certain simplicity there. We're on the land. We're with a farm, which is a functioning farm, busy farm. There's all that aspect of music. There's all these the aspects of ecology. There's coming together to be together, to celebrate, to enjoy, to share. So all the spirit of Auroville in many ways, no?
So we celebrate with a lot of music. Can you mention who were there and what has been played?
Yes.
By a lot of people?
So we started off with the old-timer Larry playing Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Larry's always been there, he's great. And then there was Johan, who had his ambient chill-out world something music, which was really wonderful. And we had Surian's Dharma Trio, which is, I was one of the exciting bands for me, Surian's group. I really love what he's doing now. He has a drummer, Laurent, and a bass player, Johan. And it was really fantastic. And we had the generator that broke at that point, that got mended with a condom and some cycle tube. And thanks to Carly Paramore from Eddie and Jarody. And got then we had Mishko Umba and the Jaco Pastorius tribute band, which was very exciting. And we had also, I hope I haven't missed anyone yet.
Mark Vella, maybe?
No, Mark Vella was next. Mark Vella was after that, yeah. Then we had the piano that came in the morning, the grand piano. We were just gobsmacked. Two people, two Aurovillians, I think. Donated 20,000 to hire the piano, and so the grand piano rolls into Solitude in a lorry, and we unloaded and put it on the stage, and quite extraordinary, actually, quite extraordinary. And so he did his show, and I was busy doing stuff in the restaurant at that time, so I didn't hear too much of it. What I did hear was very stunning, though, very beautiful. Cyclone Blue, Armando, with his son Danny, super 13-year-old, playing far out rock and roll on that electric guitar. Really, really good. Playing covers of The Band. Yeah, it was really great. And we had, after them, was it Yamadas, I think, who played their world music. Really, really exciting. Takes you away into another planet. That was great. And we finished with Emergence.
Late in the night,
yeah. We finished, like, I think we went on about 11:30.
It was a little bit late, almost midnight.
Oh, it was midnight when we went on, right, okay. And then we wound up the show till about 1. And, yeah, very, very, very fantastic. And a lot of musicians put a lot into it. It was very kind. People came from, like, Kartik for Emergence came from Bangalore. Karin, who played with a spectacular pianist, who played with Mishko in the Jaco Pastorius tribute band, which is, I think, is going to get a lot of, going to be a very popular band in the future. It's really great. Yeah, what to say? All these bands, it blows me away. It had quality, you know. It's like we have quality here, and people always looking to hire some artists who came from France or from blah blah somewhere. But we have this here, you know.
And you show them.
I showed it. Yeah, sure. We showed it. Everyone showed it.
So what's next? I'm sure you are excited for the next year too. What you're gonna start the process? When you're gonna start the process to make the festival again?
Well, yeah. My first reaction is I'm not doing the festival again unless there's another type of management, because this year basically I managed everything on my own with a fantastic team who implemented everything and you know, at times gave incredible input and help. Solitude team mainly, with a few people from outside. Yeah, basically I need to make some sort of Facebook group and make it much earlier and try and really, like, we need to break it down a bit. I got John in Bangalore, who has Hamsa Farm, which is he was an intern in Solitude years ago, and he started a farm there. He wants to do a festival, so I'm thinking to ask the musicians if they want to go up to Bangalore and we take the festival up to Bangalore. I'm also looking at sponsorship and looking at how to raise funds for the next festival, because actually I've had the idea for 2 years now to invite Indrani Mukherjee with Mishko, possibly Kartik, the violinist in Emergence, and with one singer from England that we met in Glastonbury when Mishko and me and Kartik were there. We met this singer who plays like with an electronic delay and incredible. I want to create these unique events with different musicians that I know, that a little bit what like Peter Gabriel did on his label, what was that called? I forget, his world music label. And I got some ideas, but yeah. Need collaborators.
Need collaboration.
Yeah, a lot of collaboration and the next level of collaboration, not begging for a few thousand. We need people like, you know, let's go for it.
So let's go for it.
Let's go for it, man. Sure.
Financial Service informs us that thanks to our future school student Chandran, Duman and Kanikanan, the Financial Service office at the Town Hall has now an electronic token system. And we got also an announcement about tokens for Mother's Room Darshan on 21st of February. Aurovillians and newcomers are welcome to register their names for Darshan token on Monday to Wednesday, 6th to 8th of February, between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and between 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Pitanga in Samasti. Do not take my words for a teaching. Always they are force in action, uttered with a definite purpose, and they lose their true power when separated from that purpose, wrote the mother in the words of the mother in Rolling for 13. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rlradio.org.